Brass ensembles can be a revelation. All that power and the intimacy brass instruments can achieve gives them an amazing range. And brass players are usually a lot of fun. You can feel that vibrating, right? That's Rudy Hain, bass trombone. Jason Beyerlotzer, or tenor trombone.
There's this thing of the, you know, of why those sounds are pleasant to our ears. And the trombone, like the trumpet, these are very simple instruments. And I almost feel they're like this divining rod when you combine these sounds and the certain ratios and everything. It sounds magical.
These guys are actually bellows pressing air through tiny little lip muscles. Then there's something about all that vibrating copper when brass instruments are in the zone. Trumpet, Joanne Lamolino.
As a chamber player, you want to be more like a chameleon so you could get inside of everyone's sound, and that's how we make a warm blend.
This brass classic, Bames Sextet, will be a treat with original member trumpeter Don Hazard joining the group. They'll play Baroque, arrange for brass, and premiere a new work too, says French horn Julie Filson.
The interesting part about this program is it's going to show the audience the history behind the brass quintet and just how much we're trying to innovate it and commission new music for this genre.
The Honolulu Brass commissioned composer Anthony DiLorenzo to arrange a suite of Hawaiian music for this 40th anniversary. DiLorenzo's worked on projects for 300-member choir to solo trumpet, including the Marvel Avenger films and others, but Hawaiian music was new to him.
There's actually a retro feeling to a lot of these. They sort of bring you into a blissful state. All of this music just made you enjoy the moment, and I wanted to sort of just create a sense of bliss, not just for the listener, for the player, to enjoy their time while they're playing. In fact, I even call this Hawaiian bliss.
DiLorenzo, a trumpet player, features Hawaiian songs from the last 40 years in an arrangement that showcases their melodies and harmonies.
Especially with the brass ensemble, the way the sounds fit together. We try and make an especially warm sound when we're playing this kind of music. So.
Trumpet, Ken Hafner.
You know, I think one of my favorites is that white sandy beach. And it just sticks with you. I could not get it out of my head. And it was very heartwarming.
What a great feeling.
Oh, we are heartwarming.
How are, Rudy?
We're charmers. What can we say?
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.